From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The FBI says it is working towards a peaceful resolution to a dispute taking place at an Oregon wildlife refuge. A group of armed individuals are occupying the facility, including two sons of Cliven Bundy, who was involved in a standoff with government last year over grazing rights in Nevada. Steve Gratzky is a local elected official in Harney County who spoke with NPR's Here and Now.
What we're hearing locally is most people are desiring these folks, Bundy and his groups, to leave our community. It's an interesting scenario that their very principles are that they think local control ought to take place, and our citizens are questioning why there's an outside group like this coming in and trying to put their values on top of ones that in many cases don't line up with local values.
Current occupation is the latest chapter in a long-running dispute between some Westerners and the government over use of federal land and individual rights. Amid heightened tensions between Iran and Saudi Arabia, Iran is now expressing regret over two attacks carried out by demonstrators against the country's diplomatic mission. The violence stems from Saudi Arabia's execution of a prominent Shiite cleric over the weekend. State Department spokesman John Kirby says there are concerns about the rift, but says ultimately Gulf nations need to solve their own problems.
We really want these nations to work through these issues themselves. We're not looking for a referee.
Saudi Arabia severed ties with Iran Sunday after attacks on its embassy in Tehran and a consulate in Mashhad. Nation's manufacturing sector showed further signs of decline in December. That's according to a key purchasing managers group. The Institute for Supply Management says its manufacturing index fell 0.4% to 48.2, its lowest level since June of 2009. Reading below 50 shows contraction in manufacturing, while the reading above that level shows expansion. A slowdown in China sent stock prices falling worldwide today. NPR's Jim Zerovely reports prices fell sharply in the U.S., but rebounded before the end of the day.
Stock prices plunged in China after a report came out saying that manufacturing activity in the country was down. The drop was so steep that authorities suspended trading before the end of the day. The news fueled concerns that the global economy continues to slow, and soon prices were down throughout Asia, in Europe, and in North America. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell as much as 467 points, but finished the day down 276 points. Investors were also said to be concerned about the escalating conflict between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Oil prices, which have been falling for months, crept back up a little. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.
Elsewhere on Wall Street, the Nasdaq closed down 104 points today to end the session at 49.03. The Standard & Poor's 500 dropped 31 points to close at 2012. You're listening to NPR News. Federal officials say immigration agents carried out a number of raids over the weekend in several states that resulted in the detention of 121 adults and children who are now slated for deportation. According to Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, the raids were carried out in Georgia, Texas, and North Carolina, and primarily involved members of Central American families who had crossed the U.S. border with Mexico since the spring of 2014. In Texas and New Mexico, tens of thousands of dairy cows were killed by last month's powerful winter storm. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports an estimated 70,000 animals froze to death on the plains of New Mexico and West Texas.
It was all part of the same storm that produced the murderous tornadoes that ripped through the Dallas area, destroying hundreds of homes and killing 11 people. Behind that cold front came what Weather Channel forecasters dubbed Winter Storm Goliath. The nearly 2 feet of snow and winds that gusted to 60 miles an hour were a deadly combination for dairy and beef cattle herds. Newborn calves froze where they lay, and mothers often fared no better. At feedlots, snow drifts along fence lines got so high, cattle walked right out over the top and then perished in the maelstrom. Dairy farmers now face the physical exhaustion and emotional toll of collecting and disposing of thousands of animal carcasses buried in the mud. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo wants to raise the minimum wage for upwards of 30,000 state university workers, most within the State University of New York system. He says over time he'll up those wages to $15 an hour, the highest state minimum wage in the nation. I'm Jack.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.